Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. Recent news has been full of stories of once influential and huge companies like Sears closing stores and ending jobs. But how can you prepare for the new economy where working for one company is a thing of the past? This week we talk with author and consultant Cheryl Cran on drawing up a plan for the next decade or more.
So what's happening is the Zoomers, the Gen X, Millennial, Gen Zs, they're all wanting to work in a different way. The future of work is not about jobs, it's about work.
Preparing for the new economy on this week's American Cafe. Earlier this month, Payless Shoe Stores announced that they would close all stores in North America. Employees at those 2,500 stores will now have to find somewhere else to work. Retail icons Sears and JCPenney have struggled to survive, while Amazon and online retailers have exploded. What does that mean for people who are entering the job market or who have lost a job but can't retire or easily do something else? And what's next? This week, we're talking with author and consultant Cheryl Cran, whose latest book is called Next Mapping: Anticipate, Navigate, and Create the Future of Work. I started by asking Cheryl how the so-called emerging economy will be different from the past.
So the retail employee needs to really reinvent themselves now. They have the opportunity to say, what am I good at? How can I become more of a consultative retail expert, if you will, who can work either in-store or remotely from, you know, working online to help online businesses with their client needs and client services. So it's really about increasing technological skill, but also increasing human skill, the ability to provide solutions for people. Those people are always going to have work in the future. If you can provide solutions in how people buy, in how people want to purchase, if you can give practical answers, then you will have job security for the next few decades.
Cheryl Cran told me that employers and entrepreneurs will need to change their thinking as well as their skills.
As entrepreneurs, we need to be really staying on the leading edge of how technology is impacting whatever our businesses are, and also making sure that we are aware of the industry trends in what we're doing in our field of work. Like, what are the industry trends, not just in our own industry? What we need to do is we're all being called to up-level our skills.
Changing jobs or up-leveling our skills can be intimidating, especially for someone who's been in one field for years or even decades. But Cheryl Cran told me that in the new economy, as much as 50% of all work will be freelance.
So in the future, we're going to see employers looking at the work that needs to get done, and those employers will be strategically going, is this work that can be automated? Is this work that a robot can do? Is this work that a human does? And if they do it, what are the necessary attributes of doing that work? Is it a full-time position or is it a contract position? So even now, right now, as we transition into this freelance economy, a lot of businesses are struggling with, how do we fill jobs that will only be here for two more years? And as a consultant, my answer is you don't fill jobs. You assess the work, you decide who's best to do the work, and you fill those as contracts or freelance opportunities with the opportunity for those to turn into more and more projects and opportunities.
I asked Cheryl what employers and employees can do to prepare for the new economy. She said that education and a mindset shift will be necessary for both groups of people.
So right now, a starting point, if I was an employer, first thing I would do is, A, as a leader, educate myself. What are the trends? What's happening? What's happening with consumer behavior? What's happening with employee mindset changes? Really become a futurist within your own company. Then from there, regularly talking about with your employees on a regular basis, either group or through coaching, about how their mindset needs to shift to this more autonomous, independent thinking, entrepreneurial model that we're heading towards.
That's Cheryl Cran, a consultant and the author of several books, the latest being Next Mapping: Anticipate, Navigate, and Create the Future of Work. So what do you think? Are you prepared for the new economy, or does the idea of change scare you? What steps are you taking to adjust to the new way of doing things? You can leave your questions or your comments on our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can find previous episodes of our show at voanews.com. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington. Thanks for listening.